Belgian police believe they've arrested a man thought to have played a key role in the November 13th Paris attacks, and they're still trying to determine what role, if any, he played in last month's terrorist bombings in Brussels and whether he's the elusive man in the hat who was captured on surveillance video walking with the two men who detonated suicide bombs at the airport. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has just returned from Brussels, where she was reporting on those attacks, and she has the latest on today's news. And Dina, earlier we were seeing reports that Brussels officials think for sure it's the man in the hat. We're now seeing U.S. reports confirming that. So what do we know?
Well, the Belgian reports have been notoriously inaccurate as these attacks have unfurled. I can tell you that when we spoke to U.S. and Belgian officials close to the investigation, they told us they believe Belgian police have arrested a man named Mohamed Albrini. He's a 31-year-old Belgian Moroccan. And what they do know is that if it is Albrini, he is one who is thought to have played a key role in the November 13th attacks. He's been on the run for 5 months and has been on the most wanted list in Europe for all that time. Mm-hmm. And he's the only other known suspected participant in the Paris attacks who survived. You may remember that just before the Belgian attacks on March 22nd, another man was arrested. That was Saleh Abdeslam, who was also a key participant in the attacks. Mm-hmm. And he's a longtime childhood friend of and neighbor of Albrini's.
Okay, so they now may have Albrini, this longtime friend and neighbor. So talk more, because we're seeing pictures, for instance, and it sort of looks like the man with the hat. But then, of course, as you said, you know, everything's really kind of not in focus right now.
Well, let me remind you that there was a man who was arrested named Faisal C, who was arrested as the man in white and the man in the hat weeks ago, and he was released because it was mistaken identity. So I would be really careful about deciding that someone looks like the man in the hat, because everyone looks like them when you look at the picture.
When you're looking for them.
Yes, exactly.
And so tell us more about this man they arrested, Albrini. I mean, what is the sense of whether he played a role in the Brussels attacks?
Well, it's unclear. What I can tell you is that, in fact, the Brussels attacks and the Paris attacks are very, very closely linked. The investigative theory is that he did play a role. Remember, there isn't a clear line between the cell that launched the Paris attacks and the one believed to be behind the Brussels attacks. So far, everyone implicated has ties to people connected to Molenbeek. This immigrant neighborhood in Brussels, where they were childhood friends or they were imprisoned together. So I don't think investigators, or at least the ones I'm talking to, see this as two distinct groups. They see this all as part of the same fabric. Yeah.
Well, we know that these arrests today came just a day after that new surveillance video was released showing the man in the hat outside the airport after the attacks. There's a red circle around him as, you know, investigators working with the video followed him walking away. Do we know if the arrests today are connected to the release of that video?
Well, we don't know that yet, but yesterday's video did show a man in the hat leaving the airport rather calmly, walking through Zaventem, which is the neighborhood where the airport is, and then on to Skarbek, which is where the apartment is where they think the bombs were made. And then he just disappeared. He was still wearing the hat when they last saw him, but he was without his jacket. So the whole idea was asking the public for help. And now the guy they showed the guy in the hat actually talking to someone on the cell phone, which could imply that there were others to arrest. He also had this particular gait, which someone might have recognized, and that might have helped the police.
What do you mean?
But we don't know if they're connected.
Right. What do you mean, particular gait?
Oh, he sort of has a bouncy gait. Yeah. I found he didn't, and that was what struck me. He also had unusual shoes. They were brown shoes with white soles, and he had a shirt that is not like one that I saw when I was in Brussels last week. It sort of had weird blue patches on the elbows, and I really didn't see anything like that when I was there.
Interesting. Well, so what do we make of this? And by the way, Dina, could you clear something up? Because is there more arrests? Because we were also hearing reports that there might have been more than one.
Yes, police said this morning the prosecutor's office released a statement that said that there had been numerous arrests. And the question is whether or not this other arrest, maybe this other man that they were looking for, who was seen outside the metro station shortly before the attack there, and he was talking to Khaled El-Bakrawi, who was the suicide bomber. And so they'd been looking for the man in the hat mm-hmm. and this other man in the metro for some time. The question is whether or not they've found them both now.
Yeah. You've said that some of the reports coming out of Brussels have been notoriously incorrect. But we had heard early on that the ringleader who was originally arrested a couple of days before the bombing was said to be talking and cooperating. Do we know if he was and if that's, Salah Abdeslam? Has that led to any of this?
Well, that's unclear. I would say that he wasn't really a ringleader. He was more of a logistics guy in the Paris attacks. And he initially apparently had been cooperating. But remember, he was cooperating. And then days later, the Brussels attacks happened and nobody knew anything about them. And he hadn't talked about that. Mm. He now has said he wants to be extradited to France and he wants to talk about the Paris attacks. He says he'll help the French. What that really means is sort of unclear. He was supposed to be extradited in the next 10 days. But it looks like with these new arrests, that's probably going to take longer than they expected.
Dina Temple-Rest, an NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, just back from Brussels with the latest news. Thanks, Dina.